The World Trade Organization has weighed in on the issue of public health versus drug company patents. Last week at their meeting in Qatar, WTO members issued a declaration affirming the rights of developing countries to override drug patents. Those countries may now obtain cheaper generic drugs. The drug industry insists nothing has really changed. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Developing countries had asked for a declaration that nothing in the trade agreement on intellectual property rights, known as TRIPS, prevents a country from taking steps to acquire cheaper drugs in order to protect public health. And the trade ministers, including the United States representative, agreed. Not only that, each country gets to determine what constitutes an emergency. Going into the talks, the pharmaceutical industry insisted that such language would undercut patents and the incentive of drug companies to produce new and innovative drugs. Now, Alan Holmer, the president of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, says poor countries always have the right to manufacture and import generic drugs.
Everyone agrees that this is a political agreement, that it is non-binding on the parties. And as we read it very carefully, there is nothing in the agreement that in any way diminishes the intellectual property protection of the countries and the companies that are involved here. From our perspective, there's no change.
Others see greater flexibility for the developing countries in the declaration, one that allows them to address health problems other than epidemics and infectious diseases. Jamie Love is with the Consumer Project on Technology, which supported developing countries in the negotiations.
Well, the agreement is definitely that broad. We said that if the agreement would not extend to hearing aids, asthma, diabetes, and cancer, it was too restrictive. I mean, we didn't want it to be restricted to infectious diseases. I mean, if cancer kills somebody in a country or if AIDS kills somebody in a country, they're still dead.
Farmers Holmer doesn't agree.
The language in the agreement refers specifically to epidemics, citing HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria. And despite the statements that have been made by some, it does not apply to epidemics beyond that. It doesn't apply, for example, to chronic conditions.
But the declaration also talks about promoting access to medicines for all. Strong language, says Love.
There's an actual agreement, and it means what it means. It's okay for poor people to out-negotiate rich people sometimes.
The declaration may be just a political statement, but it will be the basis for resolving future disputes that come before the WTO. Richard Lang, a professor of international health policy from Boston University, says that's why the industry fought it so hard.
Neither side won everything they wanted. But on balance, the activists and the developing country trade ministers had a very coherent position that they wanted to take, and they were able to win the day by convincing everybody that they would not go along with a new round of trade talks unless they got this agreement on the health aspects.
One problem the declaration did not resolve is that many developing countries would have difficulty manufacturing drugs. Countries like South Africa and Brazil may have that capacity, but international trade rules won't allow them to export any copies to other countries. The trade ministers left that for future talks. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.